Hey, it's the Rye Man coming to you with another Broncos Country Blitz. The Broncos released brand new duds today, brand new uniforms, first time in 27 seasons. We will get to that in just a minute, but I want to go over a couple personnel moves. The Broncos bring in cornerback Levi Wallace, who was most recently with Pittsburgh, and like the move, cornerback depth will obviously compete to have the spot opposite of PS2. I like the move. I think we just need to add some more depth wherever we can, and really as we're rebuilding the roster, bringing these people in, as I mentioned on the last podcast, on 1 or 2 year deals just makes a lot of sense to me. So they add another piece. Now another piece they added today, and there was a panic. There was a panic, and I'll admit there was a panic for me, and then I calmed down, and I went, okay, wait a minute. The Broncos trade for Zach Wilson from the Jets. Now, I panicked right away, like, this isn't the answer, right? This isn't what we're going to do is compete Stenham and Wilson, right? No, that can't be it. And then I thought about it, and I think what's going to happen is he's going to come in and compete. We're still going to draft a quarterback. DiNucci's probably the odd man out. And I think he has a lot of traits that Sean Payton likes, and I think he thinks he can fix them in terms of decision-making. So why not? You swap a sixth, a seventh, and in reality, it was only a few picks difference, and you get Zach Wilson. If Sean thinks he can work with him, then all for it. All for it. The initial scare went away pretty quick once I thought it out. Now, getting to the Broncos' new uniforms. I'm going to say it right now. They nailed it. I love them. I really do. And I think a lot of people were nervous. I think you always are when you release new duds, especially when a team like the Broncos, that have a storied franchise, doesn't do it every 5 years like some other teams do it. They're more worried about the apparel sales than they are about the wins on the field. So for the Broncos not doing it for so long, there was a justifiable reason to be concerned. But man, when I saw them come out this morning, I really like them. I really like them. And I think between the combinations, they say there can be 12 different combinations between the modern uniforms that they just released. The reason I say that, they also brought the classic 77 throwback or inspired throwback. Love that. That is just awesome to have that. Now, I know a lot of fans wanted that to be the primary uniform with the D and all that. I wasn't there. I think it makes it more special when you don't wear that all the time. And I like that they stuck with the current logo and everything. And I really do like the look. I think it's simplistic, which is what I wanted. I wanted it to stay simplistic, but also be modern and have pieces that were interchangeable. One of my favorite things is I really like the road jersey, the white jersey with the orange pants. Goes back to the late 70s when they had the orange pants with the white jerseys. I never understood why they got rid of that. And so I'm really glad. On those fan surveys, I put that in almost every survey that I had time to respond to. Like, I want the orange pants with the white jersey. Because I feel like when the Broncos are on the road, there was just never enough orange in the road jersey. And the orange pants will obviously fix that. So I really like that. I like the matte helmets, the matte navy helmets. Makes it look a little darker, but it is still the same color. And really no stripe on the top. There's the little triangles on the back to kind of symbolize the mountains and everything and hiking for Colorado. I think that looks just fine. And I really, now I'm a person, I'm all about the Broncos in orange. Like orange is primary, orange and blue obviously, but orange is primary. But I really like the all blue jersey with the white helmet. And they also showed, like I mentioned, 12 different combinations. It can be the white helmet, the blue jersey, the orange pants, or you can go the modern matte navy blue with the blue jersey and the orange pants. So that like you can kind of switch out everything. And we don't have a color rush anymore, but we have orange jersey and orange pants, which pretty much matches up to what the color rush was. So I really like it. They really kind of modernized the numbers. They didn't change them a ton, but they made them a little sleeker. And I like that we kept the same font, the same Broncos font. I think that Broncos font, they hit it way back in 97 when they released it. I'm glad they kept it. And I like on the orange jerseys, they changed it to blue, Broncos in blue. And on the road jerseys, they changed it to Broncos in orange on the road jersey. I really like that. And on the navy blue alternate, they put it Broncos in orange as well. So I really do like it. I like the stripes on the shoulders as well. Obviously, again, symbolizing mountain range. I believe I said one of them is supposed to symbolize sunset. The other one's supposed to symbolize sunrise. And another one's supposed to represent the Broncos sky, depending on which one they're wearing. But they even incorporated kind of putting that mountain on the sleeve, the little rigid that's on the Broncos logo where the horse's ear and everything is. They were able to incorporate that into it, which I thought was pretty neat. So I really applaud them. I really do. I applaud them because a lot of teams get it wrong, and I don't think the Broncos got it wrong. I really like them, and I think they got it right. And I like the respect they gave to the fans, too. They really went through the fan surveys. I see things from some of my responses, like I said, in these uniforms, which I really appreciate. The other thing, too, like I said, not changing the Broncos' actual name font on the front of the jerseys and everything. So really kind of speaking to fans and doing the 77 throwback going, hey, guess what? If the Broncos D is your favorite stuff, guess what? It's still modern. If the current logo is still your favorite thing with the navy blue and orange, guess what? All the stuff you own, it's still modern. And so they didn't make changes that made fans feel like they had to get the most modern piece or pieces of attire. But I'm sure plenty still will. And like I said, the one thing probably I take away from it is the orange pants, which I just love with the white jerseys, or you can do it with the blue jerseys. And then I didn't think I was going to like the navy blue alternate. When we went back to orange in 2012, it's okay they threw the navy blue in there. But I wasn't like, oh, we need to have that. But they really kind of sleeked it out to where it looks really good. So I'm glad they hit on it. I was really surprised. The Broncos team president obviously had a press conference at the Broncos team store at Mile High. Some of the questions just really surprised me. I mean, I guess that's their job, right? But asking again if possibly the Broncos D and throwback will be modern. I'm like, dude, we just released these today. Come on. Or will we do anything else? Will we look at changing them again in 5 years? First of all, we don't want to be one of those teams. We don't want to be one of those teams that changes uniforms every 5 years. Give me a break. No, these uniforms, to me, it feels like we took the proper amount of time to make sure that we got it right. It really feels like that. I mean, I think of some of the blunders that have been out there. New York Jets come to mind. Obviously went back to their classic 80s look as of recent. And the look they had before that just never worked from the time they released it. I remember the Browns years ago, the Cleveland Browns released those uniforms that were mostly orange. And those 3D letters and everything just looked terrible. And the Lions, for example, they went back to a more classic look. And those ones they had the last 5 years that were just kind of odd lettering and the striping didn't make sense. And sometimes I think teams just look to change uniforms and don't take the time. And I don't feel that's the case with this Broncos uniform. So really happy about it. I can't wait to see them on the field. Obviously, this is the thing I'm saying about the new uniforms, though. It's all going to come down to how many wins come along with these uniforms. It's all going to come down to that. How many wins do we bring home in these uniforms? And that's the interesting part. The last ones that have just departed of 27 years came with 3 Super Bowls, several playoff appearances. So that's what these uniforms had to live up to. At the end of the day, people are going to love them or hate them based on wins. So I guess we'll see what happens over the next few years. Maybe there will be a change if there's not a lot of wins attached to them. But I think in terms of updating the Broncos, which I think it was a little overdue, I'll always love the vertical stripe down the side because we have the 3 Super Bowls in those uniforms. I bet you they'll bring them back as a throwback at some point as well. But time probably for an update, and I think they got it right. And hopefully the rest of Broncos country feels the same way. There's always going to be the haters out there. You can't stop it. There's always going to be people that think they could have gotten it better. But, you know, if you could, you'd be the ones working at Nike figuring this stuff out, right? And I thought it was interesting some of the stuff that came out today, too, of all the questions they ask and certain things they ask from the fan surveys and everything that go into the actual decisions that go on the final product. I thought that was pretty neat. Like a little more in-depth information that I didn't really realize before today. So Yes, it'll be a little while before we see the duds on the field, but it'll be fun when we do. And obviously, we have the NFL draft coming up later this week. My prediction still is that we draft a quarterback, as mentioned at the starting of this podcast. I still think it's Bo Nix. Still do. I'm just not getting the impression that we're going to sell the house for a quarterback in those top three picks. And maybe I'm wrong, but sometimes there can be certain signs. And like even with the release of the uniforms today, they really heavily showed PS2 in the video and some of the example photos and stuff. Now, that doesn't mean everything. He could still be traded during the draft here in a few days. But typically, teams, from a standpoint of promotion and everything, if they think they're going to trade a player or something's going to happen in a few days or a short amount of time, they usually don't promote them when they're doing something in terms of a personnel move or PR move where they're releasing new uniforms and have them heavily featured, like PS2 was on the throwback and everything. So there are signs there that even though they say they don't know what they're going to do, I still think there are enough signs that they're going to try to get Bo Nix. I am a little concerned after hearing some of the news this week that there are teams that you wouldn't think would be interested in a quarterback, possibly looking to go after a quarterback. I've heard the Falcons, who just traded for Kirk Cousins. I heard the Cowboys, even though Trey Lance is making strides and they still have Prescott. So, I mean, we may have to do some moves and do some shaking to get who we want. And we will find out soon enough. Draft starts Thursday night. It'll be interesting. You know, Sean Payton had a good point during the pre-draft presser. Is this time of year is exciting for fans. Sometimes it's a little more exciting if the season before didn't go as planned or as the fans wanted. But at least it adds a little more excitement to this time of year. And let's hope. Let's hope we have such a good draft and such a good turnout on the field that next year's draft is not as intriguing. I would be just fine with that in trade for getting a good quarterback that will be with the team long term and some other good picks, some other good strategic picks. Until next time, this is the Rye Man with the Broncos Country Blitz. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/Broncos Country and on Twitter, or as they like to call it now, X, at DDCR_BCB or on TikTok at DDCR_BCB.